Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, hopefully you weren't too hungry, because there was not exactly big burgers being served up last night in terms of meat. Matter of fact, a whole lot of nothing burgers, except for the except for the one home run by Aaron Judge, and it looked like it was going to be a good start, and it was, but that's pretty much where it ended. So really, they just didn't put a lot of runs across the plate. 11 strikeouts. Bellinger did have the three hits, and he's in the meat of the order. Judge the home run. Outside of that, 6-1 Yankee loss. The meat was quiet. When you're looking for the meat for your order, choose Boar's Head. Committed to craft since 19. You losers. 05.
BT and Sal on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We're talking baseball. We'll get to the Knicks coming up in a little bit. We have a little bald-faced truth, bald-faced lie. Let's get to some of the phones here, BT. Ted is calling from Edgewater. What's up, Teddy?
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good.
What's up, Ted?
All right. You know, I have a couple of comments. Please let me finish those. I won't be belabored. Basically, with Stanton, let's start there. Basically, I fear that, unfortunately, when he got, because he got hurt, he made adjustments in his bat, and as a result, I think he can't hit the fastball. They throw it right by him. That's number one. Number two, I think that we're dealing with a situation where we're dealing with a lot of dead weight. Okay, we have Stanton in there. We've got LeMayu. I can't imagine them winning with this type of a team. It's like a little league team that we're basically having to play everybody. Ben Rice clearly should be playing over him at this moment. And I think that we're looking at a big problem. And I want you guys to help me, because I was so frustrated last night watching. I know BT made a comment earlier that I told my friend I can't watch this anymore. I mean, you know what's going to happen. I mean, they fell behind against a very pedestrian pitcher, and you figure you're going to score 5-6 runs, and we don't.
Especially in that ballpark.
Oh, God. Exactly right.
Beg you guys to help me.
Listen, all right, I'm going to try. Thanks for the call. They appreciate it. I mean, here's the bottom line with the Yankees. Aaron Judge is all-time amazing. Goldschmidt's a good veteran presence who is in the middle of a little bit of a down cycle, but has had a good year. Bellinger's good, but not great. Stanton, he could be finished. Volpe's too inconsistent. Wells is too inconsistent. Dominguez is too inconsistent. Jazz is incredibly toolsy, but he still doesn't know what kind of player he is. Too inconsistent. Like, there's nights, like the last 10 years, you'll watch the Yankees offense, you'll be like, this team's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And then there's nights when you watch the Yankees offense and you're like, they could lose to anybody in round one of the playoffs. Honestly, that's the assessment.
The inconsistency is maddening. Even Bellinger last night, 3 bloops. Like, I'm not going to minimize it, but if we're going to go based off of the expected and look at the velo and all that stuff, what were the expected outcomes of his bloopers last night that all 3 fell in there?
Hey, at least he hustled out of the box on that one, the right field, that first one.
That's exactly
right. Wasn't jogging.
Hey, I give him credit for being a hustle player.
He's a gamer. He's a ball player.
I like that about him. Yeah. I'm just a little disappointed in the results because I thought he was going to be far better than what he's done. I want to keep him 2 and Judge 3 and Stanton 4. Also, now, I've never been a big, I shouldn't say never. Since Stanton got traded to the Yankees, I didn't like the move at the time. I thought it was redundant with Aaron Judge. Hated the trade. Since then, he's only gotten worse, meaning he's become barely a DH. He's a part-time DH. He can never stay healthy. He used to be able to play the field. He can't do that. He barely could stay healthy to DH. And then even when he's in there, I just don't like his at-bats. But that being said, it's like he's been hitting since he's come back. And when he does actually connect with the ball, he does hit it hard. So I'm not thinking that he can't catch up to a fastball. But to me, good pitchers should be able to pitch to Stanton and get him out. He's had too many holes in his swing. Although October would contradict what I just said.
I know.
Because he's been so good in October. I don't think that Stanton at this point is their biggest problem, other than he's a roadblock for Ben Rice.
Well, it was something we talked about a lot over the years here now, how he's been an impediment to other roster moves based on the lack of flexibility.
For years.
There's no doubt it's not just Ben Rice, it's been others.
Bryce Harper.
Bryce, we talked about that too.
Meaning not just that he can't play on the positions, right, because of the money that he had at the time.
Yeah, now listen, I've always got to come clean on this. When they got him, I was pumped. I mean, I took the bait like a sucker. He's coming off a year, 59 bombs, 132 RBIs. He's in his absolute prime. At that point, he was about 26, I want, maybe 27. But and he looked like an athlete. I didn't think he would quite break down the way that he has. He's a problem. Everybody knows it. But he's not the problem right now because he's hitting over 300. But to be fair, and to address, I think, the primary point of the last caller, a lot of his hits have been soft contact, like a couple of, you know, even when he first came back, a couple of like three, four hoppers up the middle. Now he's still feeling his way. I haven't seen I have not seen enough evidence to say that the forearm issues and what he could or could not do in terms of training to get ready for the season and the inactivity has robbed him of the ability to turn on fastballs with damage. I can't say that yet. But it could be the case. He's not exactly hitting the ball that hard.
Well, if he's not hitting with power, and again, let's give him, I don't know, a week or so.
Yeah.
I would just leave him alone. You'll know in a few weeks if that's the case. I don't think that he's void of any power or anything like that. You have the, I'd be curious, BT, because I feel like he has been hitting the ball hard when he hits it.
When he started out, there was a couple of bloops. Okay. What is that, exit velo and stuff?
Yeah, you have that?
You know, I went to it on Baseball Savant, and Jeff, that's where you get all your reds, your blues, your percentiles, barrel rates.
Yeah, for him, that would be telling.
Yeah.
Because that's his game.
He's the first thing I look for, Sal, but I don't think he has enough at-bats because I went to it, I mean, it's such a small sample. All right, so his average exit velo is 97, which is good. Okay. I mean, that's a lot of red right there. Let's see here. His sweet spot rate is 14th percentile. His bat speed is 80 miles an hour. Which is good.
Okay, so
but that really is square. Again, this is where I get nutty and geeky. But his square up stuff and his barrel and his heart. The other numbers are a little cold, but no, not enough visible evidence to say that he lost his speed.
Yeah, or there's something wrong with his elbows. Mm-hmm. Like that would be indicative. I would think those metrics would be indicative of if he had an issue. He just strikes out a ton.
He does.
That's his game. But if he's hitting the home runs, you can live with it. All right, Mets call here. Mark in Brooklyn. What's up, Mark?
Hey guys. Yeah. Too much, when you're talking about the Mets, I have a Mets point and a Knicks point, actually. Too much talk with the Mets about the top of the lineup. Too much talk about the pitching. The pitching's injured. This will pass. The top of the lineup, you're right, situationally, I guess, and even recently, the guys haven't been good. But when you look at Lindor's stats, they're not that bad. When you look at, or at least that much off from what they've been doing, similar to Alonso, Soto is what he is. I don't even want to get into that. But it's really the youth movement. I mean, is Acuna, he's the little brother in more ways than one. How about Mark Vientos? Is Mark Vientos a good player? How about Alvarez? Is Alvarez a good player? How about Baby? To me, like, you can focus on the top of the lineup, but it's the dog days of summer. Like, Alonso's been great. For anyone blaming Alonso, Alonso's been great. It, you know, it's
No. Hold, Mark, hold on 1 second. You can't say Alonso's been great when I'm referencing the last 10 games. So this is not about the season because Alonso was great.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The last 10 games, he's been putrid. So if you're going to use terms like great and MVP, then look at the last 10. Now, it's only a 10-game sample.
But against teams you want to beat, and you have to beat.
It's a big 10, and when they need him, BT, because there's nobody else behind him, he's been not bad, he's been putrid.
Yeah, okay. For sure. And listen, absolutely. And I'm not out here to say, like, he's been perfect.
Right.
But I really do think, like, if you want to dive in at the main problems of this team, I don't think there's enough focus on the youth movement or lack thereof. I just think you were a lot when you have such a top heavy team financially, I don't care who your owner is, in a sport like this, you need your secondary young guys to step up. You just do, and it's not happening for them. Quick point on the Knicks, I know I'm a little early on, you guys are going to jump into it. Something seems to me, guys, and I don't know if you agree with this, that the Knicks are kind of just holding out on a move. It's taking a long time. They're interviewing the people that make sense. Berengo gets a lot of attention every year in Sacramento. I've heard he's going to get interviewed. It seems like they're just waiting for something. And I'm not going to continue to hold out.
Yeah, Mark, they're waiting for a team to say, you can have my coach. That's what they're waiting for. They're waiting for a team to grant them consent to make a trade to take Jason Kidd or somebody else here. That's what they're waiting for. I mean, you know, my feeling on the Knicks. I don't think there's much of a plan right now. But just to be open to any possibility, there's either zero plan, which worries me, or there's an absolute plan, and they're just playing possum, and they're going to get ready to pounce, and they're still going to get their guy.
Like Jason Kidd.
I just don't think there's much in between here. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like a kid or
I said
or
yesterday,
no
and we'll get into it coming up, the Mike and Nori stuff, that's the latest one here. But I said yesterday, I feel like all roads are leading to Jason Kidd.
Mm.
Now, right or wrong, like we could decide whether we like that or don't like that, but I just feel like at this moment, it's still leaning toward Jason Kidd. That would be the only thing that would make sense along the way and be like, okay, well, that was their plan all along. I don't think the Knicks... I don't believe that they're planless. I still think it's going to end up with Jason Kidd. Now, whether that will be right or wrong, we will find out.
Yeah, you know, I want it to happen because moves are happening. Durant's off the board. Draft is here. Trades, possibilities, you know. Maybe try to entice Milwaukee for Giannis. Like, there's business to happen, and I like to have a coach in the building as they assess what they're going to do. I mean... You know, I don't want to sound reckless and nuts here, but I kind of like having a coach.
Yeah, no, it would be ideal to have somebody in place. All right, we'll do more on that coming up. Yeah. I do want to get into what he said before we break, and then we'll get back to the calls, 888-808-1019, Boldface Truth, Boldface Live, coming up with intern Nick. About the younger players, it would have been nice for the Mets to get one of those guys to contribute at the big league level by now. Beatty has had many opportunities. He got hurt, and that kind of hurt him because he was starting to produce a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's been a negative. Alvarez has not been able to get going now for the last two seasons. Vientos, off of a big last year, disappointing this year. Acuna and Mauricio, different stories. Those guys aren't ready yet to contribute every day at the big league level, and they know that. Mauricio was only up here because of injury. Acuna's not getting enough playing time to have him properly develop.
I mean, Mauricio missed a whole year. Let's give the guy some slack.
Well, he wouldn't have been here if not for the injuries. If not for the Vientos injury, he would not have been up here. Or Beatty, I think it was, when they both went down. He would not be up here. So give Mauricio a little time. I would personally get rid of Jeff McNeil and have Acuna be the everyday second baseman and see what he could do. But whatever, they're going to let him develop. Of the other three, Vientos, Alvarez, Beatty, they needed... really two, but at least one to either live up to or exceed expectations. And, I mean...
0 for 3 so far.
And not only 0 for 3, like, not even close.
Yeah, bad at bats, like strike one, strike two, strike three.
Alvarez been a zero. Beatty's been... Forget it. I wanted to root for Beatty and say, just let him play third, but... Because he was playing decent third
base. He was. He was
well.
Picking it, yeah. He was playing pretty well.
And he was producing a little bit with the bat, coming up some big hits. So I would have liked to have given him some runway. Matt, we don't have that wiggle room here. Like, you're trying to go out there and win a division, win a World Series. So that has been disappointing. I don't know if it's on the fault of the organization for lack of development or guys who they didn't believe in anyway, Beatty and Vientos specifically... Just maybe aren't
coming to roost. Maybe their fears
aren't that good.
Being confirmed. That's why I keep saying, better make that big trade. Better make it soon.
Of those three, you think one in particular is going to come back?
I still have more faith in Vientos. I mean, I'm going to give him, of the three, by far the most.
Even more than Alvarez?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You think Alvarez be a bust?
I'm not prepared to say that. You can't hit 25 home runs 2 years ago and go through a handmade injury and other issues from... a physical and swing changes and me just throw him on the scrap heap. I'm not going to do that to the young man, but his regression defensively is stark, and that worries me.
Also, think about it. Like, if Alvarez were to come back, you're not looking for somebody to hit 300 with 30 homers at this point.
No.
You'd take 250 and 23, 25 homers.
Yeah. There was the point. I remember you and I were saying, yeah, maybe he's going to be a two-hitter. Maybe he's going to be the five-hitter. Like, we're projecting him forward 2 years ago, we're like, this guy's going to be in the top, you know, fourth of the lineup here.
I thought maybe an all-star, Francisco Alvarez, from the catcher's position.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.